Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 2 of the Bob Bloom Show, Foss and Comms. Today is Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. The Bob Bloom Show is my commentary podcast devoted to software development, mainly PHP. After starting this podcast episode talking about something a little controversial, after doing endless edits and recordings, and I mean endless, I've decided just to defer this topic for now. I'm chalking it up to two things. What I'll term the tenor of our times, and that I'm just getting my podcast started again. From here, I will cycle into normal podcast production timelines. I am launching these two things, the launch of multiple new free and open source software projects, and the launch of using new communications for my new projects. I want to use the Amazon Web Services serverless architecture. I want to use the AWS serverless platform with the Laravel framework. I want to deploy single-use functions and limited featured apps in the AWS serverless platform. I want to implement a hybrid approach where my main applications are still deployed on regular cloud servers, but some functions are run on serverless, or some independent processes are run exclusively on serverless. But I do not want to move entire apps from a cloud server to serverless. My journey into AWS serverless with the Laravel framework will be an open source project. I don't know where this journey will really lead me, so I will mark this journey with blog posts, videos, screencasts, and streams. There are a bunch of projects I want to start with in particular, each related to AWS serverless using the Laravel framework. One such project is using AWS DynamoDB and Laravel. The other is surprisingly generating forms. Per the AWS website, Amazon DynamoDB is a key value and document database that delivers single-digit millisecond performance at any scale. It's a fully managed, multi-region, multi-master, don't know what that means, durable database with built-in security, backup and restore, and in-memory caching for internet-scale applications. I'm not even reading the rest. DynamoDB is a NoSQL database. I have no idea if it's possible for Laravel schema to define a DynamoDB database. I have no idea if Laravel's migration process can set up a DynamoDB database. I have no idea if Laravel's Eloquence can use DynamoDB. Do Eloquent relationships work with DynamoDB? I will find out. I know that there are things out there for DynamoDB with the Laravel framework because I've found some things, but I haven't found much. What I find, I will post. Of course, using DynamoDB means that I have to learn all about it. I've never used it before. I've never used NoSQL before. It'll be a real journey. I wrote my own podcast administration with my LaSalle software, which means that it is written with Laravel. As well, I use the Laravel Nova Admin Panel package. I want to keep my podcast admin where it is. However, I want to move my RSS feeds XML file generation onto AWS serverless. Before I do this, I need to move my database to DynamoDB. Well, I want to move it to DynamoDB. Move it so that my existing cloud server can access the database and so Lambda can access it as well. Although we can use a regular SQL database with AWS serverless, it really looks like Amazon wants us to use DynamoDB, so I'm going to dive in. Using a NoSQL database is a huge culture shock for me personally. I grew up professionally with MySQL. That's a lot of muscle memory and habits. Then there's the question of how to get my MariaDB database into DynamoDB. I will cross that bridge later. Another project is how to deploy to the AWS serverless platform. Well, of course, especially Lambda. If you are asking if I've heard of Vapor, yes, I've heard of Vapor. But Vapor's not the only game in town. Have you heard of Bref? From the bref.sh website, Bref is an open source project that brings full support for PHP and its frameworks to AWS Lambda, which is a nice elevator summary. Again, I want to point out that I am not looking to put a monolithic application onto AWS serverless. My viewpoint is not that I have to have this app on EC2, and gee, it would be great to get it onto serverless. I seek to fundamentally change how I develop software. My viewpoint with serverless is developing single functions on serverless. My viewpoint with serverless is developing limited featured apps onto serverless. Potentially, for instance, a contact form is a single function serverless deployment, and its process resides in another serverless deployment, instead of it all resident inside a larger app. Something I've not done before, but I anticipate will do a lot, is composer installing specific Laravel framework components. Instead of bringing in the entire Laravel framework, just bring in the specific parts that are needed. This is very possible. I know the Illuminate repository is in one physical GitHub repo, but it is designed that we can install specific components. Look at the framework's composer.json. So I want to keep it clean, and also maybe, I don't know, this will help keep the Lambda fees down. Deploying lots of serverless functions and apps is going to be an ongoing journey of discovery. How to test, how to build, how to deploy, what other AWS services are needed. I will talk about this journey in future podcast episodes. Also, I will publish screencasts, videos, blog posts, and add to that streaming. A pet open source software project that I want to do is Laravel form generation, specifically generating the UI, the actual forms. This is unusual because don't you think this is already done like a million times? Isn't it settled? Well, after over half a decade, I'm still finding generating forms a frustration. For me. And my not so secret hope is that I will uncover a project that goes through exactly what I'm looking for, so I don't have to bother. And if I find that, you will hear about it. Now I use Laravel's Nova for my admin panel. It generates all the forms within my admin panel, but what about my public-facing contact form? This is not part of my admin. I'm not going to use a huge package. I mean, Nova is really like an app within an app for a contact form. So right now I hand fashion my form within a Blade file. If I am going to handcraft form field UIs, well, I would rather just handcraft them once and have them whenever I need them. Sort of inventory of form field UIs that I can access whenever I need them. Something quick, something easy, something lightweight to generate forms. Composer installed this inventory of UIs, create a spec class, and deploy to Lambda. Originally, I was going to do a private quick and dirty project for this. However, I changed my mind. I'm convinced, for some reason, that there are other devs who feel as I do. Why not put our heads and efforts together? Something that intrigues me is using Laravel schema specifications to generate CRUD forms. The schema specs generate database tables and fields, so there may just be enough info to generate basic CRUD forms. Actually, I'm convinced it's very doable. Laravel, it does just about everything else for CRUD forms out of the box. It should not have the UIs for the form fields, given how opinionated these form fields are. Let's talk briefly about communications. Very briefly. I have an active free and open source software project right now based on the Laravel framework called LaSalle Software. I even have online documentation. In retrospect, I made a huge mistake putting my LaSalle Software News podcast on hiatus. This podcast was a key aspect of having a profile in the community. And in its absence, that profile, however slight, became very slight. I'm not making that mistake again. Podcasting is an important aspect of my communications. Now I have new things to learn. Video editing, screencasting, streaming. Videos and screencasting are powerful ways to communicate to my fellow devs. You can see the code in action. We can record conversations that we're having. So I'm going to learn DaVinci Resolve Video. Well, just enough, at least, that I can get out some basic proficiency type videos. Now, broadcasting software is an entirely new type of software. It's needed for streaming. I downloaded OBS Studio. I'm just amazed at what's available out there. I'm really still getting used to Twitch and OBS Studio and the whole idea of streaming and broadcasting, never having done it before. And the only way to learn, is to do it. Now, streaming on Twitch has very good potential for getting together with my fellow devs to talk about these projects. It's not perfect. What is perfect? Now, holding scheduled streams, I think it lets people just, you know, drop in, interact, keep it casual, and using Discord while streaming looks very good. As the lockdowns continue, I see more and more devs trying out more things out there. I see devs doing this sort of thing. Discord plus Twitch looks to be a very good pair. I need to learn both. The only way to learn is to dive in, so that's what I'll be doing. Now, I need and want to solicit the counsel of my fellow devs. I want feedback. Hopefully, a fellow dev will contribute a PR. We'll want to talk about it, but not necessarily in a formal code pairing way. I think streaming is a great way to keep things casual, to invite fellow devs into the chit-chat, to get to know each other a little too. Because I confess, I want to have fun. In fact, actually, the number one thing I've been asking myself is how I can have fun doing these projects with my fellow devs. Have I been pondering how to structure a team, what code of conducts to post, what templates to design for PRs? Not really my priority. And perhaps I will at some point, but my real concern, believe it or not, is having fun. My worry is that these projects will turn into a grind. I won't get to know anyone, we'll be typing each other all the time. I really don't look at all these things as a viable way to talk to my fellow devs, but streaming is very interesting. It's interesting, we can talk, others can chime in. But what I want is to have fun, I want the interaction to be fun, I want to learn a ton along the way, and these are all new things that I'll be getting into, and I'm looking forward to it. And that's my podcast. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.